So I don't know if you caught that, but in the first reading, the first paragraph is praising Judah that never again will she be so violated. Never again will that corruption of the temple, the destruction that happened, never again will it happen. And then the second paragraph is condemning the enemies. Nineveh was the capital of Babylon, who plundered Israel, Judah, and then led them into grave sin until God redeemed them. But their fall allowed them to be humbled and raised up. This gospel takes a little bit of that message of humbling ourselves. Our Lord says, whoever would follow me must be a nice guy, be a good person. No. Whoever would follow me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. This kind of silences any idea that I can follow Jesus because Jesus snapped his fingers, died for me, and I'm done. I just do whatever I want, and my salvation is a given. No, the opposite. Our Lord says, if you want to follow me and receive what I am offering, you have to do something. We keep coming back to that theme a lot lately. You have to, and not just anything, not just kind of be, you know, slightly better than average, or look around and compare yourself to others and say, well, I'm a good person. You must deny yourself. Whoever would save his life must what? Lose it. The self has to die. I was at a wedding recently, and there's something very real, that at that altar of celebration of the wedding, it's also, in a weird Father D'Arda's way, a funeral. Because a real death is sworn to there. I will die for you. Whoever would save his life must lose it. The neat thing is, that's exactly what happens even in our humanity. The younger person, the immature child, has to grow and can only become the mature adult by being less selfish and more selfless, losing myself. So let's do that. There's a beautiful prayer called the Litany of Humility. We're going to pray that, because this is what Christianity looks like when it's lived out. So we're praying for the grace to live in this way that isn't according to our natural fallen desires. So when I say, well, on my part, you'll say your part. So the answer, the response is, Lord Jesus, free me. First we say, Lord Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me in these prayers. You guys say, Lord Jesus, free me. From the desire of being esteemed, Lord Jesus, free me. From my desire of being loved. From my desire of being extolled. From my desire of being honored. From my desire of being praised. From my desire of being preferred to others. From my desire of being consulted. From my desire for others' approval. From my fear of being humiliated. From my fear of being despised. From my fear of being corrected. From my fear of being calumniated. From my fear of being forgotten. From my fear of being made fun of. From my fear of being wrong. From my fear of being suspected. Y'all got that? It's painful to the human pride that is so inflated. So it actually goes on. The response is, and we'll finish with this. Lord Jesus, make this my prayer. That's your response, okay? That others may be loved more than I. Lord Jesus, make this my prayer. That others may be esteemed more than I. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase while I decrease. That others may be chosen while I am set aside. Lord Jesus, make this my prayer. That others may be praised while I go unnoticed. That others may be preferred to me in everything. That's the Christian prayer, to stay with our Lord in the moments of glory and even in the moments of ignominy, in moments of being forgotten, moments when no one else matters. Lord, all I need is you. Everything else, may it be nothing to me compared to having you. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.